Why do marriages fail, and why do some marriages keep on going forever? Well, it's all about the type of people. Why do marriages fail? Well, a lot of people get sick of being with the same one person, and they do want to have intercourse with other people. This is the first thing that happens. Lust. They lust after somebody else because they're bored of their marriage. They don't spice up their marriage, they make it boring. And that's not fun at all. Instead of working together with your wife or with your husband to spice up your marriage and make it good, you don't. You find someone. You think you're falling in love with them, or maybe you are, and then you leave that person that you've been married to for 14 years or 40 years. And I find that really odd, you know? Now, I've been blessed with amazing parents who have been married for 45 years, and they're very happy. They spice up their lives. They're always together. Whenever I talk to my mom, she says, "You talk to me like you're talking to your dad. We both are one." And my dad says the same thing. "We both are one." Isn't that amazing? I mean, honestly, this makes me want to believe that there is true love out there in the world. Because true love is not that hard to find. You may think it is. And true love may be just around the corner. Don't think you have to travel all the way to Bali to find your true love. That's not how things work. Follow your instinct. What does your gut tell you? Follow your inner voice. Your inner voice is your guiding system. Just listen to yourself. Don't listen to your ego. Listen to your heart. What does your heart tell you? We always make better decisions when we listen to our inner voice. Now, I've been blessed by growing up in a house where we listen to our inner voice. We're not bombarded by do this, do that. We're like, what does your heart tell you? What do you want to do? We've never been forced to do anything we don't want to do as children. My sister and my brother and I have been blessed with parents that did not force us to learn religion, did not force us to do things we didn't want to do. They kept it for us to discover. Now, I discovered a group. They were my neighbors. And they took me to this born-again Christian church. Now that I think of it, I kind of wish I had never met these people. Because they sort of ruined my life, but nobody can really ruin your life. You can always change it. But I was shocked by the kind of people that I met. I remember I was already 18 years old and I went out after church for a cigarette. And there was this guy called Rusty and he saw me smoking. He was only 16. And he said to me, "You and all the Catholics are going to hell." And he left. I was so shocked. That they were so hypocritical. They were so hypocritical and they really did not understand what is important. What's important is living your best life. Your best life is following your inner guiding system, and that is followed by your Creator. You don't necessarily need to have a strong relationship with your Creator, but listen to Him. He will guide you. Or if you believe that your Creator is a woman, she will guide you. So let's go back to marriages. Marriages are a tricky thing because marriages are fun. Every woman dreams about getting married when she's a kid, and she makes this book about everything she's going to do when she gets married. She does all these collages of photos and dresses and all these things. Guys don't do that. But they still do want to marry women. Some guys really believe in marriage. So it's up to you to realize that in order for you to find the right person, you need to follow your gut instinct. And when you do that, you'll follow the right person. And when you get to that right person, you don't need to worry anymore because you found your soulmate. I believe in soulmates, and you can research about that more.